The butter price reduction action also became sooner known by a poster featuring a clenched fist smashing the word high costs. This poster, announcing to the public a reduction of prices, was displayed in the whole country. It had a tremendous psychological impact. In an atmosphere heavy with fears and apprehensions of incertitude caused by price increases, suddenly appeared an enormous fist smashing the only word hanging on all a lips. High costs of living. It is one of the most famous posters that strongly influenced the thoughts of people and brought back their confidence and self-reliance. The collaborators of the enterprises, more impressed and captivated by the man than by anything else, waited for explanation. It came in an article of the 29th of August, 1922. Friends, your acceptance of our proposal to lower wages by 40% proves to me that you have fully understood my announcement sent to you in haste yesterday from Prague. You have got roughly acquainted with the situation of our industry, resulting from our crown's exchange rate increase from 10 to 20 centimes of French currency. The unfortunate fact is that the entire industry in our republic is in the same situation as our plant. Had the Czechoslovak crown gained slowly, the industry could have adjusted gradually to its exchange rate. Such a rapid increase, however, particularly ruins the existence of the export industry, which cannot absorb the losses until the crown would buy at home twice as much as only a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the life of industry does not provide for a short interruption and a subsequent problem-free continuation. By the withering away of our export industry, our economy, particularly the state economy, would find itself in a hopeless situation without an immediate action commensurate with the importance of the event. A general decline of our economic life would follow. The present crisis is therefore not limited only to our enterprise, or not even to the industry as such. It is a crisis of the entire economy of the state. I am not an advocate of catastrophic leaps of our crown. On the contrary, I have from the beginning interceded from its stability, giving our industry the advantage of calm. Our currency, however, has already made the step, better to say, the leap. Besides, the decisions concerning the currency belong to politicians responsible for the governing of the state. Industrialists have to adjust to such decisions in as much as possible, because the improvement of economic life in a state requires, in the first place, law-abiding citizens mindful of public interests. It is not enough for us to do now only something that would enable our factory to continue working. We must achieve that everybody, and mainly the export industry, could work, and that our entire economic life would not be disrupted. A glass worker in northern Bohemia, who presently pays 170 Czechoslovakian crowns for his shoes, cannot be satisfied with the wage paid in England, where the same worker can buy shoes for 50 shillings, an equivalent now of 97 Czechoslovakian crowns. Should the glasswork stop to export to England, the glass worker would lose his job and would not buy his shoes from us, even for those 97 Czechoslovakian crowns. Moreover, the state will lose the income from direct and indirect taxes, as well as that currency which helped to arrange the exchange rate of our crown. At present, it is not enough to shout at the state to lower the postage, import duties, taxes, etc. We all have to make our products cheaper and equalize thus the difference between the purchasing power of the crown abroad and at home. From the 1st of September, we intend to lower shoe prices by an average of one half of those valid before the 12th of March of this year. Furthermore, we will supply all our employees with food, clothing, and other current commodities for half prices, as compared to May of this year, until the price level will fall by at least a half. As a compensation, we are asking for a 40% wage reduction. Our factory will thus become the most affected in the whole country. The reduction will swallow up one entire half of our property without reducing our debts. You know well that our enterprise owns only to its employees and workers 5.9 million Czechoslovakian crowns on deposits in the Enterprise Savings Bank at 10% interest. These, of course, are not the only debts we have. In order to pay interest on these debts, we will have to sell twice as much of our products as we do presently. I have decided on this solution because I do not see in the given situation any other way out. In this way, the industry and our enterprise in the first place will work at first with great losses, both in selling the products and procuring living necessities for its workers. I am convinced, however, that by increased production, the losses will soon change into profits. This transfer of losses from the customer and worker to the entrepreneur will most certainly not please too many industrial enterprises. It implies great losses and demands, in the first place, an enormous personal effort of the entrepreneur. To overcome these difficulties, the entrepreneur cannot work only 8 hours a day. Even double the time will not be enough. But great depressions cannot be cured by little work, small means, and small efforts. As long as the industry will be willing to accept such sacrifice, it will be entitled to ask the government to adjust its own enterprises, such as railroads, postal services, etc., to these conditions and to decide finally on the stabilization of our currency. The present increase of the crown's rate, made to the detriment of the entrepreneurs, may fully satisfy the banks and the savers. The rate quadrupled in the course of 1 year, that is, from 5 to 20 centimes, so that the banks and savers equally quadrupled their gains. It is high time to make a definitive currency adjustment immediately. This would enable the saver to save and the industrialist to invest. It would be a golden middle course and an end to the breakneck leaps which could one day actually break our neck. The exploit was made. The heavy wagon of the large industrial body in danger of stopping and getting stuck in the mud of the circumstances, started rolling again on new railways.